working out. We are. We're working out this morning. Good morning. My name's Tony Bush. Welcome to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Jim Rossetti's out on the road this weekend, and we're going to have a little bit of an open show this morning. So before we really get started with the program, I just want to remind you that the program is brought to you each week by the local SCORE chapter here in Appleton. The SCORE chapter is headquartered at the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have 60 counselors who help business owners and those who want to start a business with different issues that they're facing. Maybe it's a growth issue, maybe it's a getting started issue, it's a finance issue, marketing, IT, any number of issues. SCORE counselors are offering their services at no cost, and you can learn more about the SCORE chapter, which extends from Appleton down to Fond du Lac, by going to our website at scorefoxcities.com. scorefoxcities.com. Also like to mention that we appreciate the sponsorship of the corporations who help support this radio program. That those include Associated Bank, Epiphany Law, Albertson Hailing Accounting Firm, and the Venture Center. All four of those companies and organizations sponsor this program and help bring the program to you each weekend. So we want to thank them, and we also want to give a special thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly newspaper. If you've not subscribed to the Business News, I'd strongly recommend you take a look at it. For about $18 a year, every 2 weeks you get a very informative, worthy, take time to read newspaper. Tells you all about the business news. It's what's going on in the Fox Valley in northeastern Wisconsin. A lot of folks read it, and it's good. It's a good way to stay connected. We're going to be coming back after the break in just a second here. We'll give out the phone number, and we're going to have an open show, and I think Robbie Johnson is going to join me this morning, and we're going to have some discussions about business, getting started, cash flow, business plans. And I really encourage anyone who was listening this morning to call in with some questions, because that's what helps make the show much more helpful to a lot of listeners, and we have a lot of fun talking to folks from the audience. You're listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Hailing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Hailing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. Tony Bush here. We have just a couple of quick announcements for you. First of all, coming up on August 24th, that's a Tuesday, Entrepreneurs Anonymous is going to have a monthly discussion group among entrepreneurs and business owners. And on August 24th at 5 p.m. at the Wave Bar and Ballroom, the speaker, the guest facilitator, is going to be Randy Melzer, who's the chapter chairperson for the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. And the topic is going to be touching on some of the fatal pitfalls of running your own business. And you have to stay sharp, and when you're running your own business, you've invested a lot of your money and your time. You really need to be aware of some of the pitfalls that could occur, especially in these economic times. And this might be a very good session for folks to attend. Again, it's going to be August 24th at 5 p.m. at the Wave Bar and Ballroom. Randy Melzer, the chair of the SCORE chapter here in Appleton, will be the speaker. He'll lead a discussion on touching on some of the fatal pitfalls of running your own business. The cost is $10, and seating is limited, so you should contact Epiphany Law at 996-0000 to register. I'd also like to mention the upcoming day-long event sponsored by the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Valley area. That's going to be Thursday, September 30th. It's an all-day event that starts at 8:30 in the morning. It goes until 4:30. It'll be held at the DJ Bordini Center out at Fox Valley Technical College. We have a great program this year for this day. John Lombardi, the grandson of Vince Lombardi, will be our keynote speaker. He is going to talk about how football is like business, the abundance theory, going outside the comfort zone. So that he's an inspiring speaker. He's going to kick it off. And then we have other speakers like Mark Burwell from the Business Center up at Urban Hope Entrepreneur Center up in Green Bay. He's going to be a speaker. We have Kurt Haling, a CPA. Kevin Eisman, the attorney from Epiphany Law, will talk about 10 top legal mistakes business owners make. John Ingrisano on discovering your competitive advantage. John is an author and a motivational speaker, and he's going to talk about discovering your competitive advantage out there. A really good pair coming here on that day also are Jeff Lindsay and Cheryl Perkins, Conquering Innovation Fatigue, always being innovative in business, staying ahead of the competition and coming up with new ideas. Also, we have some entrepreneurs who are going to share their stories with us. LT's Hair Studio, Linda Turner will be one of the participants. Alpha Building Services, Chuck Backstrom will talk about his experiences. And Kerrigan Brothers Winery, Troy Landwehr will be one of the entrepreneurs. And LSJ Properties LLC, Lisa, has been involved in the real estate business for a long time, and she's going to share her experiences being in business. And that day-long event is brought to you by, we have several sponsors we'd like to thank, Lakeview Credit Union, Competitive Info Search, Epiphany Law, New York Life Insurance Company, The Business News, Priora Cashflow Management, and the BizTalk program. So it's going to be a great day. Cost is $55. If you'd like to look at the agenda and sign up, you can do that at scorefoxcities.com. Go to that website, click on the day-long event for September 30, and you can pay right on the credit card online if you'd like to attend that. So I'd encourage you to put that on your calendar, September 30th. That's a Thursday, all day, 8:30 to 4:30, out at the DJ Bordini Center. Well, we really don't have a guest this morning, my partner Jim Rossetti is out on the road. Robbie Johnson is running the board this morning, and for those of you who may not know Robbie, he's an experienced entrepreneur. He's been in business. He has great ideas, and he and I are going to have an impromptu conversation.
Did you say great ideas?
Great ideas. Great ideas.
We have big ideas someday, but...
Brilliant ideas. I need sunglasses. But Robbie and I are going to have an impromptu conversation this morning, but we want you to participate. So if you have some questions for Robbie or me, please give us a call. The local number here in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 1-866 887-1150. Now, but before we get into anything specific, Robbie, I just wanted to recite some statistics that are put out by the Small Business Administration, the SBA, which does a lot of business data compilations. One of the questions they have on the sheet is, how important are small businesses to the U.S. economy? Robbie, did you know that small firms represent 99.7% of all employer firms?
We've heard a lot of that, heard a lot about that recently, but yeah, the number is huge, small business.
It is huge. It's absolutely big. They employ about half of all private sector employees. Small businesses pay nearly 45% of the total U.S. private payroll. They've generated 60 to 80% of new jobs annually over the last 10 years. They create more than half of non-farm private gross domestic product. That's a lot of gross domestic product. They hire 40% of high-tech workers, such as scientists, engineers, computer workers. 52% are home-based, and 2% are franchises. They make up 97.3% of all identified exporters and produce 28.9% of the known export value in 2006. And they produce 13 times more patents per employee than large patenting firms. So 3M does a lot of patenting, Kimberly-Clark. But the small businesses produce 13 times more patents per employee than the big guys. And these patents are twice as likely as large firm patents to be among the 1% most cited. So innovation comes from the small shops.
And what's interesting, too, when you think about that, even those big businesses all started in someone's garage for the most part.
Hewlett-Packard, famous. Mr. Hewlett, Mr. Packard started in the garage.
You don't become the giant multinational corporation overnight. Start from square one.
So it takes out a lot of persistence and passion and sweat and blood and tears.
And in some cases, luck.
It takes luck, too. You have to be prepared. Do your best and opportunity will come, and success comes when you're ready for the opportunity. But it does take luck.
It does, and sometimes it takes several failures too.
We learn from our failures.
We certainly do.
We learn more from failures than we do from successes. In 2007, there were 27.2 million small businesses in the United States. 27 million small businesses in the United States. The census data show that there were 6 million firms with employees and 20.4 million without employees in 2005. So out of that 27 million, about 20 million were just single employee companies like me or a lot of other people who do business here in the Valley. Small firms with fewer than 500 employees represent 99.9% of the 27 million small businesses. So out of the 27 million small businesses, 99.9% of them have less than 500 employees. As the most recent data show, there were slightly more than 17,000 large businesses in 2005. Now the difference between a small business and a large business is typically measured by the Small Business Administration based on the number of employees. And their cutoff is 500. So there's no question that as most of our economy is run by the consumer, spending their money, going Christmas shopping, buying clothes for school, going to the grocery store, buying cars, new appliances, homes, and that sort of thing, over 70% of our economy comes from the consumer. The small business in this country is the backbone of our economy. It's not the big guys. Sometimes in the recent political news, we've heard that companies are too big to fail. They're not too big to fail.
They can fail. We may not let them fail.
We may not let them
fail. But they have the opportunity to fail.
That's right. And if a big company failed, below that company is another tier of competitors that could take on the clients of the failed company and give a resurgence and a rebirth to more growth for other companies. The small businesses don't have the resources that the big businesses do, Robbie. They have a mom and pop, maybe 3-4 employees, or a single employee company. They have to do everything. They have to do the scheduling, the accounting, the production, the delivery, the maintenance, and they're only 24 hours in a day. So how does a small business owner even begin to compete in this economy against larger firms who can afford to hire specialists who understand production, marketing, IT, cash flow and accounting, management principles? I think one of the ways that the small business owner can compete effectively is to understand what their strengths are and then go get assistance on those areas that they're not strong in but yet vital to the success of the company. One of the sources is SCORE. Another one is the Venture Center. There are a lot of organizations out there that will help business owners understand these principles and serve as a sounding board to the business owner as they think their way through the issue they might be dealing with or plans to grow the company strategically.
And you mentioned in the past here as well on the other BizTalk shows, sitting here for 4 years listening, I picked up on this that, you know, with working with you guys from the SCORE chapter, is that you need to pick the brains of the people around
right.
you.
Right.
You have knowledge of what you want to do.
Right.
In most cases, an entrepreneur is going to come from an industry, they're going to come from some type of business, and they're going to know what they want to do typically and go into that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start looking at the money aspect of it, typically a lender has dealt with something in the same arena.
Bingo.
You are not creating, for most people, you are not creating something new. If you're creating a new widget, you're still in the manufacturing sector.
Right.
And lenders have seen the manufacturing industry
right.
before, and there are certain things that you may be missing.
Exactly.
And that's where it's taking your own knowledge and blending that with someone else's knowledge. And you know, the banks are obviously in the business of lending money, and they want mm-hmm. their money safe. So they're going to be looking for the safeguards, and you missed this. We've mm-hmm. seen in the past, this is a problem. You missed this. Let's walk you through this. And they're more than willing to give you help. They're not just there to say no, because they want to lend you the money.
Absolutely right, Robbie. The banks don't make any money unless they make loans. They have to make a loan to make money. And they want to make safe loans for them. But they don't want to put you in a situation either where you're going to fail, because if you fail, then they lose too. So the loan officers at the banks have had experience with more than, if I'm a landscaper and I have this idea, I want to start a landscaping company. I've never done it before. I worked at one, but I've never owned my own company. I know how to plant trees and recognize grass and that sort of thing, but I've never run my own company. I can go to the banker. And the banker, like you indicated, Robbie, can give me some guidelines and say you should have a leverage ratio of X, debt service coverage of X. Look for these things. Put a budget together. We need to know how you're going to pay the loan back. How are you going to pay all your bills? And I may know the landscaping side, but I don't know that side. I've never done it before. The bankers don't charge an hourly rate. They're full of information, and they're willing to share it. So that's a great resource to go to if you need a bank loan. But even if you don't need a bank loan, you need to have a checking account. You need to maybe have a savings account, and you have your own money to put into the business. I'd still go talk to a loan officer. You're still a customer at the bank, and they might be willing to give you some advice, because as you grow your company, you're going to need to borrow money, and then they'll borrow the money from that bank, and that because that loan officer helped you.
And a lot of it is about building relationships.
It's all relationships.
And starting early on and building that relationship
Absolutely.
Makes it easier than walking into a bank you've never dealt with before and asking for 10 grand, 50 grand.
Or 100 grand.
Or more.
If they know you and you know them, there's a comfort level and there's a trust, and that relationship starts because you know each other. There's a term out there that in banking 30, 40 years ago, banking was more of a relationship business. You walked in. You could talk to the loan officer. The president might be sitting in the lobby. His office was in the lobby, or her office was in the lobby. Hey, Robbie, how are the kids? How's the family? How's that new puppy working out? They knew something about you, and you knew something about them. As banking evolved and banks bought big banks bought little banks and centralized the processing and centralized decision-making, banking became more of a transaction business. And what happens, the big difference between relationship banking and transaction banking is what we're talking about, is getting to know your borrower. I could go to the American Express website and apply for a business line of credit, and based on my cash flow projections and my collateral, and my credit score, they'll decide if I can get the loan or not. But they don't know me. If I go to a local bank or a local credit union for a business loan, they know who I am. They're going to look at my cash flow. They're going to look at my credit score, my collateral. But they know me because I'm making all the decisions in the business. That's an important element. It's critical.
And it could mean the difference between getting that loan if you're on the edge and not.
Exactly.
Well, we go ahead and take a break here.
Do that.
281-1150 here in the Fox Cities, 866-887-1150. It's an open show on Biz Talk today with Tony and Robbie on 1150 WHBY.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk. My name's Tony Bush, and I'm here this morning with Robbie Johnson, who's a WHBY
last-minute fill-in.
Disc jockey, a good guy, a business entrepreneur, got brilliant ideas.
Good guy.
Yeah. It's looking at the positives.
Now, you and I have known each other since 2004.
Oh, gosh, I think that's about
it. Is it 2004? We met, both of us brought into a venture to try to help a local entertainment venue. And one of the things involved in that was, as we mentioned before, if a guy who has a dream,
mm-hmm.
In this case a love of music, and put together a live music venue that was a beautiful place,
mm-hmm.
but on the other end of it, where you might know, like you mentioned, the landscaping end of it, you may know how to build the most beautiful landscaping area around a home, but the business end is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are not totally business savvy. Some have an idea. Some can learn.
Mm-hmm.
An accounting background doesn't mean you're a good business person. And
right.
One thing that I learned from you years and years and years ago, cash flow is important.
Absolutely.
And we were on two different ends of the biz. Your job was to bring the cash flow in. My job was to spend money and get product.
Yeah.
And I remember you hammering on me a couple of times because I'm out ordering things and you're like, we don't have the cash flow for it right now.
Right.
2 weeks from now, we could. Can you wait 2 weeks?
Right.
And that is, we've heard some commercials too about managing cash flow. We have a couple of advertisers here on WHBY that refer to managing cash flow. And one of them is a bank and they talk about that and,
mm-hmm.
and the struggles that businesses deal with. And, the cash flow is a big one because if you don't have the money to pay the bills, you're not going to get that product.
Exactly right, Robbie. And cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow.
You've said that multiple times on this show. I would love to have you, go into a little more detail about that.
When a company is using the accrual method of accounting, they'll book a sale today. I'll sell you an item today for $1,000. You don't pay me for 30 days. So I booked the sale today, but I didn't get the money, so I put it into accounts receivable, and then you pay me in 30 days. That's accrual accounting. Cash accounting is if I sell you the $1,000 item today, you pay me today. I book it today. If I sell you the $1,000 item today, but you don't pay me for 30 days, I book the sale in 30 days. So the difference between accrual accounting and cash accounting is the cash. When do you get the cash? If we're on the accrual method of accounting and I sell you an item and you pay me in 30 days, but I booked the sale today, I didn't get the cash yet. But I can show a profit on that sale. I showed a $100 profit on a $1,000 sale.
But if you need to spend that money, you can't do it.
I don't have it. So that's why I say cash flow generates the profit. Just because you show a profit doesn't mean you have the cash flow in your company. And when business owners look at the profits of their company, and they're talking to bankers, and bankers will say, well, Tony, when you have a profit in your company, I'll look at making a loan to you. And I'm thinking profit. And the banker's thinking profit, but they're thinking one dimension deeper than I am. And that is when I give them my financial statements, the banker's going to look at the profit, and they're going to look at what the underlying cash flow is. So if I'm selling a lot of goods and I'm not collecting my receivables on time, or my inventory is being stolen or walking away or aging and decaying and not worth anything anymore, I'm losing cash, but I'm booking a profit. So I don't have the profit to pay the bills. Another example of that is many business owners will show a $50,000 profit for the whole year. They look in their checkbook and there's $3,000 in there. Where'd the other $47,000 go? It's in the cash flow. It's on the balance sheet, probably. Or it got stolen somewhere. But cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow. So your point is very good, Robbie. Business owners need to pay attention to the cash flow. And if I could share another point with you on that. I really work with my clients to help them understand cash flow. And I expect that they will do that review of their cash flow every month. And my purpose for that is the more familiar they are with their cash flow of their company, because they make decisions every day, they'll have a better appreciation for the impact on the cash flow of that decision. If they look at their cash flow once a year when they sit down with their accountant, it's not in the forefront of their mind, and they're making these decisions every day in their business, a new marketing plan, hire a new employee, buy a new cab, get a new piece of equipment, expand the building, they don't have an appreciation for how am I going to pay for that. But if they're familiar with the cash flow, they sleep better at night. Life is better.
One of the sponsors here on the show has been Albertson Haling.
Yes.
Epiphany Law is another. The Venture Center, Associated Bank. Mm-hmm. All of those are partners. Those are people that you need to look for mm-hmm. before you get started.
Mm-hmm.
Epiphany Law, I've talked with Kevin Eisman myself. Even though I sit behind this microphone for the last 4 years, my mind is always cooking.
Absolutely.
And it has been cooking for 20 years.
You're entrepreneurial.
I've had crazy ideas, and I've had many of them shot down. I have had several of them fail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's learning from that failure that makes me, or any other entrepreneur who's failed before, realize, okay, the difference between success and complete failure is getting up that one more time.
One more time.
And trying the next idea.
Yep.
But I've learned from, in the case just a few years ago, 2002, I was working for the trucking company that Kenny Kempfer and I were mentioning. I was going all over the country, and my job was to start offices. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I got this down. I know what I'm doing.
Atlanta, Raleigh, Florida.
Yeah, we were all over the country,
sure.
Kansas City, St. Louis. And my job was to go out there and get down and dirty with brand new franchisees and help them get that off the ground. And in order to do that, I not only learned every aspect of the company itself, but then learned how to do that in multiple applications in different markets. And I thought, well, I don't want to do this particular type of trucking. I want to do another type. And put together a plan. We're actually looking at moving out of this area, moving back to where I grew up and where my now ex-wife grew up. And we're going to run this trucking company. and go back and start talking to the bank. And yeah, this idea is great. Well, you've thought of this. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. How much do you have to put into it?
What's the skin in the game?
And I had very little skin for that game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, that to me was a fail. That was a big blow. Hey, you want to talk about a personal knockdown.
Sure.
Saying you've got a great idea, but you're poor. You've got nothing. Yeah. And I can't help you. And it yeah. wasn't just one bank.
Right.
Three banks.
Right.
And three banks, one that I've dealt with since I was a little kid, since I was 6 years old, had my very first savings account there, my parents' bank there. My parents have that relationship banking thing with them. They can walk in and Bruce is there or whoever's there, and they sit down and they talk, and it's not even here's our business plan on paper. It's honestly banking relationship. We need $30,000, and this is what we'd like to do. Okay. And you get the check. I would love to have that down the road again, but after the third bank, including the hometown bank that you grew up with, saying, I can't help you.
Let me ask you, Robbie, did any of the banks explain why they couldn't help you and what you had to do to get the deal done?
A lot of it came down to the dollar amount that I needed to put up front. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you know, well, go out and borrow it from your parents or get it from another source or whatever, because that shows up on their books as well. You know, they look at
sure.
that. I really had nothing to put in. And when you're talking about buying a couple of trucks and a couple of trailers and having the cash flow because you're putting out the outlay for fuel, you're doing the haul, 30 days later, if you're lucky,
you get paid. Yeah.
Then you have to deal with collections. You have to deal with everything else that goes with that. And you've got to be able to have that up front. And if you have nothing in there to lose, how hard are you going to work, especially when you're the sole proprietor,
right.
as it would be.
And bankers, to be fair to the bankers, they have certain parameters or guidelines that they look at. On a balance sheet, skin in the game is equity on the balance sheet. So if your balance sheet is $1,000 of assets, you should own $200 of those assets. And you can borrow $800 against those assets. That's a 4-to-1 levered debt-to-worth ratio. 800 divided by 200 is 4-to-1. That's about the maximum. Lower than that, 750 to 250 is a 3-to-1. So you're getting better. Going over 4-to-1, the lenders are saying two things. You don't have enough skin in the game because it's easy for you to walk away from $100 and I'm stuck with $900. But you're probably not going to walk away from $250. I'm stuck with $750. You've got some skin in the game. That's one part of it. The other side is on the debt service side. If there's $900 of debt, your payment's going to be higher than if you have $750 of debt. That puts more pressure on the working capital, the profit, the cash flow of the company
right.
to come up with a monthly payment. So there's a better chance of you, anybody succeeding in their business if they can borrow less money. And that's offset, too, by the skin in the game where more equity is put in the balance sheet, so they have to borrow less money. So there's a balance between those two.
Right, and that's on the lender side.
Right.
Now, to mention, you know, we talked about Epiphany Law. Talking with Kevin Eisman, I looked at another business venture while still doing this here at WHBY, having something else out there.
Yep.
And after looking at it, he brings up the liability aspect of mm-hmm. what I was looking at doing. And then saying, why don't you go talk to some of the people that you might be servicing with this particular business and see what they think. And as you get out there, because I think I got a great idea.
You do?
This is wonderful. You know, this is something that's needed. I mean, for all of what we had heard here on, you know, my talk show, is like, you know, people are talking about this and why can't we do this? Here's a way to fill the niche. Yep. So I took that idea, put it down on paper, laid out the numbers.
And that's an important step, Robbie. Writing it out on paper, in your mind, you articulate everything and you read it and then you correct things, because you can skip over things in our minds. That's an important
right.
step.
Right, and you can lay out the numbers.
Yep.
And, you know, you're thinking, okay, in your head, you can do numbers and, okay, yeah, this sounds good, that sounds good. And then you lay it out on paper, you put it in the spreadsheet. Yeah, that doesn't look bad. Now, I've had ideas come out of the head and they sound good. You put them on the paper, it's like that number seems awful small down in that total double line column.
Must have missed something.
Yeah, and it's because when you put it on paper, you have
yes.
to spell out the steps. And,
yes.
and you know, then you think about the maintenance end of it. And in my case, if I'm here and I got to pay somebody to go out and do that at that
right.
particular time,
right.
I believe in paying people fairly. So If I was going to call someone to go out, years ago when I ran my repossession business, back in Minnesota and Iowa, I had a huge territory repossessing for three banks and a pawnbroker. And we would go out in the morning. I'd have a guy with me that if we found something, he'd have to be able to drive.
Those can be fun jobs.
Those are fun jobs. It's nothing that I would do with children now.
No.
Once my kids are old and grown, then I'll be old and grown, and I probably can't get back into that either. But Bill and I would go out in the mornings. We both worked full-time, mm-hmm. and I ran this repossession business on top of it, making huge money.
Sure.
I mean, in my lower 20s, making the money that we did on the limited education that I had at the time, it was just absolutely outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill and I would go out in the morning, and the reason I bring this up is because I want to talk about paying people well to keep mm-hmm. them. Bill and I could go out for 6 hours. We'd get off work at 6 in the morning. My wife would be going to work at about 8, stop at home, and then I'd pick up Bill. We'd grab breakfast, and we'd go out for 6 hours during the day, from like 9 until 3, hunting cars.
Hook a car or something.
And the deal with him was all he had to do was sit there and ride with me. And, you know, we worked all night. We were best of friends, still are to this day. He lives down in Virginia now. And we still talk once a week, but you know, we'd go out and I'd pay him $4 an hour if we didn't get a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got a car, his entire day went to $8 an hour because
mm-hmm.
it was worth that to me. Because if I find a car,
you need him.
I need him.
You bet.
But I'm not going to sit here and tell him ride around with me all day and hopefully we find something. If we find something, I'll pay you.
Right.
You just can't do that.
Right.
And so, as you lay out that business plan, in my particular case. All right, what if a customer needs help or service while I'm sitting here and I can't do that? I've got to pay someone. The job may take 30 minutes to do. I'll compensate you for 2 hours of your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an emergency call in for
right.
for whatever it would be in other types of businesses.
Right.
You need to compensate people properly. And speaking of compensation, we have commercials
to get out
of the way. I'm talking too much. That happens all the time. Tony Bush with me. Whoever thought that would happen, huh?
Well, we were looking forward to it.
Biz Talk, 281-1150 here in the Fox Cities. If you have a quick question here, we'll have a few minutes when we come back on 1150 WHBY.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful ProSeed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Well, welcome back. We're coming into the final segment of our BizTalk program this morning. My name's Tony Bush, and Robbie Johnson and I are having a great discussion this morning about business practices and succeeding and
failing
and leading to success. But Robbie's comments in the last segment were very, very valuable, I think, because he talked about how he wrote things down on a piece of paper, and he said, okay, I've got this great idea. It all starts with an idea in our mind, but then we need to boil it down and put it on paper so we can sort through the details and make sure it's a good idea that's going to withstand the tests of competition and time and all those things. I just wanted to reinforce, Robbie, for our listening audience, that when folks write that down on a piece of paper, that's doing their business plan. You don't need to be an MBA or anything to do a business plan.
You don't need the giant spreadsheet.
No.
You don't need some incredible program to do it. It's putting it from this head onto that paper.
Yes, sir. And you referred to the numbers, and you're paying someone $2 or $4 or $8 an hour. Put that on a piece of paper.
And pay yourself.
You've got to pay yourself. You're an employee. But if there's not enough money to pay all the bills, usually the owner's salary is the one that's the rubber band. That's the one that when money's available, they'll take it. When it's short, they might have to give some money up to keep the business going. But put it on paper. That's your business plan. Now, Robbie, you are familiar with our tradition here at BizTalk.
You're going to do this to me, aren't you?
Yep. I'm going to pull it on you in the last second here. See how impromptu and creative you can be. But we ask our guests to do a biz tip, a pearl of wisdom, or two.
A pearl of wisdom. I've been through many failures in my life. I guess that would be my first pearl of wisdom, is don't let your failures get you down.
Very good.
Positive attitude.
Very good.
And the difference between successful entrepreneurs and those that fail and are done is you got up one more time and you gave it a try.
That's right. That's right.
The other thing, too, is there are plenty of markets out there. You know, I didn't stick to just the trucking industry. I didn't stick to just radio. And even working here in radio, I looked at something else out there. There's always a need for something. We're not done inventing things by any means, and there's plenty of things to be done. And
lots of opportunities out there.
When they pop in your head, write them down, because
don't forget
you
them.
Never know. Maybe not today, maybe 3 years from now. That idea may be something that...